What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Double Tap. We are in episode 18.
Hell yeah.
We're legal.
Yep, wrap that shit up. I'm going to vote for Pedro.
We're going to go out and get porn now because we can.
Oh, shit, I was doing that one back at episode one. Fuck that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
you know. I was there.
I had it. That's the only way I can get through this podcast, dude.
Right? You too?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Maybe we should pull a Dutch rudder next time.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. It's not gay.
It's not gay as long as you don't make eye contact.
It's just so hard not to stare into your eyes. You know what I mean?
It's so beautiful.
Hell yeah. So let's hop right into it, man. I know we got stuff to get going on. So Fallout 4, trailer, amazing.
Yes. Can't wait. Cannot wait. I already told everybody, don't count on me to do anything with your ass when Fallout 4 comes out because that's where I'll be.
I've noticed this, at least in the trailer, this one seems to have more color in it. They have like a dog companion, which they've had before with Rex and Fallout New Vegas. So yeah, dog meat, and then
Fallout 3.
And the one thing I'm curious to see is how they're flashing back and forth between post and pre Fallout. You know, before the bomb hits. I'm wondering if they're going to add that in gameplay. Like, are you going to play before the bomb hits?
See, I don't know. I was thinking that too. I was wondering that when I was watching that, and I was thinking that was maybe just a what do you call that? Like a stunt or a, I can't think
like
of a word
cinematic
right
trick or something just to kind of show you how the world changed.
Yeah. Like basically a gimmick basically for the trailer. You know,
right.
Sometimes a balloon is just a balloon. You know what I mean? Like sometimes in those trailers that in past trailers and games, but they've shown something like that, like flashbacks or whatever that weren't even a part of the game itself. So I wouldn't look too much into that. Maybe at the most, what they might do as far as flashing back is to, like, you know how you created your character at the beginning of 3, and that was, like, back when the vault was still kind of okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll do something to that extent. Maybe they'll do something along the lines of your character's lineage. Maybe you'll go as far back into, like, your great-great-grandfather's life to where it was post-war, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if that's how they do it, then that's kind of, you know, understandable. But I don't know if they're going to do, like, they're definitely not going to do, like, the Ocarina of Time thing where you go back and forth, you know what I mean?
Right, right. But I think it would be pretty neat to kind of get some gameplay either pre-Fallout, like pre-before the bomb hits kind of thing. Right. I think that'd be kind of cool to get maybe an hour or so of it.
It's been called a gimmick before, but I really like the mechanics of a game where something you do in the past affects things in the future.
Right.
There's been several games that have done that, and I actually don't mind that because it's really neat to see the differences. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, whether or not you destroy a particular building leaves a pathway open for you to explore or whatever, you know? So that'd be kind of cool if they did something like that for Fallout, because the guys at Bethesda are really brilliant when it comes to shaping their world and making the whatever kind of gimmick they're using work for it, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So, and I hate to use the word gimmick because it just sounds so cheap, but when it comes to Bethesda, they never do anything that's not half-assed, I mean. You know, so I'm really excited for it. I don't know what to take away from the trailer as far as what all is going to be there. As far as we know, the dog could just be from, you know, the point of view of where they wanted to show you the surroundings.
Right, right. Yep.
And I do expect a dog-like companion.
It'd be nice to have it through the whole game, kind of.
Well, see, I don't know about you, but when I played Fallout 3, I had dog meat for like 90% of the game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I used, what was his name? Fox? The mutant? Yeah, he was the
mutant. Fox. Yeah.
I used him once you went through that one, the hell they call him, the vault. He was in one of the vaults that you had to clear out. So once I got through there, I used him through most of the game.
Yeah, I thought it was possible. Somebody had told me that it was possible to have both of them following you around.
Yeah, you could, actually. I do remember having multiple ones, because you had a Mr. Handy, I think, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I could have sworn I had a couple of companions following me for a good while, then one of them died. And
yeah.
It was me and Dogmeat, and me and Dogmeat was going ham until one of the, I can't remember what those, the big giant mutant creatures were called.
Super mutants?
Huh?
The super mutants are the Death Claws.
Yeah, the Death Claws. And those little bastards.
Yeah.
Poor Dogme got swarmed on by like four freaking Death Claws, and I pulled out my Fat Man and lit him up out of anger.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah. So anyway, Fallout 4. It's I already know it's going to be amazing. It's going to be game of the year. It's going to win several hundred awards. That's just my prediction, and it's going to be right. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that got me excited. So I went back to Fallout 3. I started playing some of the DLCs that I hadn't played. I can't think of the name of the DLC I was playing. It was like Port or something, I think. I don't know. I've never played any Fallout DLC until just this week. So,
see, I hadn't either. I probably should go back and do that. But then I know that if I tried to go back and play Fallout 3 again, I probably wouldn't stop.
Yeah, I know. I went through and I probably put a good 10-12 hours in 2 or 3 days, on top of working 10-12 hours.
Right. That game is so damn addicting, man.
Each day. So yeah, it's. It is a really good game. They do a good job. So, and another game that got announced, well, sort of announced, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, XCOM. I don't know if you ever played XCOM before, Dave.
No, I was curious about it when it first was announced way back when, and something about it turned me off. So
yeah, it was free on PlayStation Plus, and that's where I experienced it. Okay. And I was a little disappointed with the new one that's coming out because it's PC exclusive right now, and they haven't said that it's going to stay that way. What they want to do with it makes it so that it's only going to be on PC for now, because they want to have like randomized battlefields and stuff, which I'm like, I get what they want to do, but still, talk to Activision. I mean, they did fine with Diablo and all that shit, so I don't understand why they can't do it with XCOM. Especially with the new PS4 and the Xbox One, it seems like the hardware limitations aren't as bad as the 360 and PS3. So I don't know if it sounds like an excuse, or maybe that developer just doesn't want... Maybe the window they want to hit for release just isn't going to give them enough time to develop for those systems, and maybe it's going to come out later.
Right.
But so anyways, I went back to playing XCOM Enemy Unknown. I love that game. It's so fun. It's a turn-based strategy, so... Okay. That could be, like, I don't know if that's your kind of game or not, so maybe that's might what it turned you off, but it's a really fun game.
Oh, speaking of turn-based, I don't know for anybody out there who would care, but looks like I just seen this. Final Fantasy Tactics War of the Lions is sold on Google Play for an insta-buy, or whatever it's called. Yeah, it's being sold on Google Play for really cheap, apparently.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, that was just a little tidbit. I just scrolled through that in my little group of sources here. So yeah, anyway.
And I want to say the PlayStation 4 release of Final Fantasy VII is supposed to come out this month or something like that.
The wannabe HD remake.
It's not an HD remake. I can't remember what they called it. It's just
wannabe.
Yeah. It's just a re-release. They kind of up-resed it, but it's not even HD.
Right.
And Steam right now has their big summer flash sale they do for 10 days. And I was looking at, because they had Final Fantasy VIII on there, and Final Fantasy VIII still looks good. And I was going back to look at the Final Fantasy VII, and man, that game aged horribly. Final Fantasy VII doesn't look that good compared to Final Fantasy VIII. Like, Final Fantasy VIII graphics look amazing still. Like, not amazing, I take that back. They look good. And Final Fantasy VII just looks... The cutscenes don't look like what I remember. I remember them being amazing back then, you know?
Oh, yeah, because they were back then.
And then now it's like, looking at it, it's like, man, that game did not age that good. But it's a great game. I wish they would make an HD version of it, you know, like, give it the whole reboot, you know? Don't half-ass it with some SD remake or whatever you want to call it. Right.
Yeah.
So
it's, yeah, they just, I don't understand why, like, that, it just boggles me. Like, I don't understand if they just, as I've said before, maybe they hate money. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a full on Final Fantasy VII remake would set their grandkids. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, what'd be awesome is if they've got one in the works and they're like, you know what, let's just do all of them. And then they're going to come out with this massive collection of HD remake. Like, oh, this one's got Final Fantasy, you know, 7, 8, 9, all HD remakes on the same. Dude, you know how crazy that would be?
They can't do that, because if they did that, the apocalypse would happen the next week.
Right?
Like, all hell would break loose, because everyone who ever loved any Final Fantasy ever, all their dreams would come true, and then that'd be the end of everything.
Yeah.
All the servers would shut down everywhere. It would just be done. Everything would be over. Yep. So they can't do that. One at a time. Maybe every 10 years or so. Yeah. That'd be a safe way to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But, yeah. But I don't know. Like, dude, it'd be crazy. What if... Here's another what-if scenario that'd be awesome. What if they have it done already? Final Fantasy VII Remake. Full-on new-gen graphics, everything.
And they come out with it at the conference?
Yeah, they didn't say, they haven't said shit about it. Like, anyone who ever tried to leak anything about it got shot and executed on site.
Right.
And they kept it so under wraps. And they're like, at E3, they're like, So, my Japanese is horrible, so I'm just going to do fake American Japanese accent. So, we at the Square Enix want to announce a little remake of a game you might have heard called Final Fantasy VII. Boom! Everyone just explodes. Like, everyone's minds just melt.
It kind of exploded at the PlayStation Experience until they showed the video of it just being old shit. And they're like, what the fuck is this?
Right. So I think, like, Square Enix would just murder E3 if they did that. Nothing else that could possibly come out except for Fallout 4 would be worth a damn. Everybody, even as a Sony fanboy, even like Uncharted 4, whatever, Last of Us 2, if they did a fucking Final Fantasy 7 remake and announced it at E3, everyone might as well pack up and go home.
Right.
Like, no one's going to give a shit. Everyone's going to be at the Square Enix booth. It's going to be overcrowded. Yeah. It's going to feel like New York. Because it's going to be overpopulated. No one's going to like each other. This is going to be dumb.
Yeah. So,
Square Enix, if you ever listen to our podcast, which I know you won't.
Right.
But if you ever want to be billionaires overnight, make that Final Fantasy VII remake. Charge $80 for it, because everyone will buy it regardless of how much it costs.
Yeah.
And just end E3 for this year.
Just drop the mic. Just Final Fantasy VII HD remake. Yeah.
that's it. Over. Anyway, on to things that might actually happen or have happened. What else have you been playing, Tone?
Man, just honestly, that's it. Just XCOM and Fallout 3. Oh, I take that back. I did play a little bit of this one weird-ass game called Fester's Mud Quest or something like that. I've been playing a lot of PC games lately. And I found this website for really cheap games I told you about. And they have this thing for a random Steam key. And it'll be a random Steam game. And it was like $2. So I was like, all right, what the hell? I'll just buy it and see what game I get. And I got this weird-ass adventure click game. And it wasn't even worth the $2. I got robbed. So I won't be doing that again.
Well, I don't gamble with games, bro.
But yeah, they got the big Steam sale going on right now. So I bought a couple games. I bought Wasteland 2 and Left 4 Dead 2.
Ooh, nice.
And then I seen a couple games I wanted to pick up. They had Wolfenstein, the Old Blood DLC, 50% off. I was thinking about grabbing that. But, yeah, other than that, I really haven't played much. What about you, Dave?
Destiny really has got my attention again, only because...
Oh, real quick, before I get you on your Destiny rant there. I finally beat Portal 1. I never beat it, and then I hop back onto it on Steam, because that's what I have it on. So I finally finished it. Man, that game's amazing. Dude, I love the banter you get from the computer boss, or whatever you want to call her. Yeah. Yeah, it was good shit.
I can't remember what her name is.
I don't know, but the cake's a lie, Dave.
Apparently, if you're Deadpool, the cake is not a lie. Because I got a shirt. I don't know if you've ever seen this one. Actually, I'm pretty sure you've seen it before, but it's got a picture of Deadpool coming out of the blue portal.
Oh, yeah.
He's holding a cake.
Oh, nice.
He's holding a piece of cake. So, of course, if anyone were to find the cake, it would be Deadpool.
Nice.
Just saying. So, but yeah, no. Destiny, fucking just the new DLC stuff has got me just doing all kinds of stuff, because they made it so that all your old gear, you know, all your old weapons, if you kept any, are relevant again.
Oh, yeah?
Super relevant. Like, back when they used to be the shit, there's an item that you get called Etheric Light. And Etheric Light ascends whether you want to choose to ascend a weapon or a piece of armor from way back when, it ascends it to, like, the most max amount of protection or damage depending that you could possibly get. So, like, I had a weapon. It's a machine gun called Joldier's Hammer, and I earned it during the Iron Banner tournament, like, way back when. And its max damage was 300 points. Well, I ascended it, and it now does 365, and it's way OP for a machine gun. So, it's really cool that they actually took something with this DLC and made it exciting, because, like I said, everything that you were teetering on the edge of whether or not you wanted to get rid of it, don't get rid of it. Like, I learned a long time ago not to throw anything away. And so there was certain things that I kept around just in case, and I'm really glad I did now. And now I'm never going to throw any of my good stuff away again in this game, because now there's a way to make it good again. So if any of you are playing Destiny, I would highly suggest that if you have some stuff in your vault that you were thinking about getting rid of that was good when it originally came out, keep it and ascend it, because it'll be good again.
Right on.
That's all I got to say. I've been playing Destiny. I was going to start playing Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes, but then I just kind of went on living my life.
Yeah, I need to actually sign on to my PlayStation just to add that to my library, even though I'm not going to play it right now, just so I have it, just in case I have the urge to play it later.
Right.
Because just like now, like, I finally went back and finished Portal. I bought that on a Steam sale a while back for like $2 or something like that, you know. So you never know when you're going to play a game. Hell, if it's free, just click on the add it to your library. You'll always have it.
Yep, that's what I did. I downloaded it, and it's ready to go. I just haven't touched it.
Yep. So real quick, I'm just going to mention the games that are coming out next week. Lego Jurassic World. That's probably be a fun game to play with the kids, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I never really played a Lego game since Marvel Super Heroes. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and my wife platinumed that together, actually.
Oh, nice. And then Payday 2 is coming to PS4 and Xbox One. So I've never really played any of the Paydays. I believe they were free on PlayStation Plus a long time ago. The first one was, I think.
But, see, and I never got into any of those. Like, everybody said they were good, but I didn't want to pay to have them at first. And then they came out for free, and I didn't think about it.
Yeah. It just seems like that's a game you obviously have to have a group of friends that's going to play with you all the time. Otherwise, it's not going to be any fun playing with a bunch of strangers.
Oh, yeah.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger, for sure. But
yeah, that's it, really. And then last week, we had Elder Scrolls Online come out. And it looks like it's getting good reviews so far, which I've played it on PC, and it's fun. Not much else to really add to it. It's an MMO, so you know what you're getting into with that.
Yeah, for sure.
So... But yeah, that's really it for games that came out and what's coming out, Dave. I got a question for you, Dave. With E3 coming up, besides Fallout 4, what game do you want to see there? Like, what's your most anticipated game that's going to be at E3 besides Fallout 4?
You already know, bro.
Kingdom Hearts?
Kingdom Hearts 3. Right, that one. Know. And I know it might be too soon. It probably is too soon, but I would love to hear something about The Last of Us 2.
Oh, right on.
And I was thinking about this earlier, actually. I know it's not going to happen, only because it's already been, like, in and out of development hell.
Uh-huh.
But The Last Guardian?
Yeah, actually, they had just posted something. I seen it on Sony tweeted it out that their architects or somebody's still working on Last Guardian, so... So it's probably still going to show up. They might actually have a teaser or something for it by now. I mean, hell, it's only been, what, 10 years? I mean, they completely missed a whole generation of gaming, so they didn't come out with a game on PS3. So they obviously going to have to remake it for PS4, so they probably had to start from scratch a couple years back. So they got to have something by now if they're still working on it. And what Shuhei Yoshida said, they haven't scrapped that IP, so.
Huh.
So that'd be kind of interesting to see what they do with that. Me personally, I really wanted to see Fallout 4, of course, and I was kind of hoping, which I know won't happen, is like Skyrim 2 or Elder Scrolls, 6 or some shit like that, whatever that would be.
I keep waiting for them. Did they ever make a Skyrim for PS4?
No. That's why I'm wondering if they'll do some kind of HD remake, but... Obviously, that team's working on Fallout 4, so they're not going to... They obviously don't have time to do it, unless they subcontract it out to someone. And with them having their own conference, maybe that might be something they announce. Kind of like how EA did that shit last year where they said, hey, we're working on these games, and didn't really show much, but just showed behind the scenes, kind of.
Right.
So maybe they might say, oh, okay, we're working on this, which I kind of don't want to see that, because that gets me too amped up for a game. Like, they showed, hey, we're working on Mass Effect, and I really want Mass Effect, and it's like, damn, I got a whole another year before. Right. So, but yeah, that's what I really want to see is some more Skyrim. But yeah, Fallout 4 is definitely going to tie me over for a long time. I mean, I put a shitload of time in Fallout 3 in New Vegas.
Yeah, and I know...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I know a lot of people were concerned with the PlayStation version of Fallout because of the issues with PlayStation 3, but that was a hardware issue with a Celeron processor, which they're not going to have the issue with the PS4 because that doesn't use that processor anymore. So, and actually, yeah, the PS4, they've already said that is a lot easier to... It's more like a PC now. It's a lot easier to develop for. So, and I'm kind of interesting to see what they do too. Like, if they're going to do a timed exclusive, or if they're going to give exclusive content. You know, that's one thing I heard on another podcast I listened to, that which makes sense, is they might, kind of like how Arkham, I think it was Arkham Knight or Arkham Asylum, you could play as a Joker, and that was a PlayStation exclusive, you know? Right. So I wonder if they do something like that for Fallout. Maybe Dog Meat you can only get with a PlayStation or something. Like, that would be kind of neat. But, I mean, they probably wouldn't do that with that companion or whatever, but they could maybe have a storyline or something. Some extra DLC that you get free with PlayStation or something like that would be kind of neat.
That'd be awesome. I wouldn't mind that at all. Of course, you know, I don't mind anything being exclusive or timed exclusive even on the PS4. Right, but that's just me.
You know, another speculation people have been going by is Call of Duty's always been Xbox. And anytime they show something off, it's always been on Xbox. Well, a lot of people in the media, when they said that they've been going out to the showings for the new Black Ops and stuff, it's been on PlayStation. So Xbox is always opened with Call of Duty.
Right.
So they're thinking that Sony might be in bed with Activision for Call of Duty. So they're thinking that the tides might switch, that Call of Duty might actually be PlayStation. You know how there's always that 30-day exclusiveness for DLC for Xbox, so it might switch and go PlayStation side this year, or this generation, which is kind of neat to see that happen.
Somebody's going to be mad.
Right? And, you know, like that, something like that would be a huge win for Sony, and you know, Call of Duty's going to go where the numbers are, and obviously this generation numbers are on PlayStation side.
Oh, yeah, so, for sure.
I mean, Activision's in it to make money, so it's who can pay me more money.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and I just think it's going to be... I don't know. It's going to be a toss-up for me, man, on whether or not I'm actually going to be a part of the Call of Duty Nation this year, because
Depends when they release Fallout 4.
Well, yeah, that too. Well, okay, here's the thing. We know Call of Duty is going to come out in November. It does every single year, like clockwork.
Yep.
The date might be different by a day or two or whatever, just depending on when that second Tuesday falls on. But we already know it's going to happen in November. If they drop a huge bomb and say Fallout 4 is going to be coming in the next month or two, they're still going to be good. Yeah. Because that gives plenty of time to beat the shit out of Fallout 4 by the time Call of Duty comes out. If Bethesda decides to really kick Activision in the groin and be like, we'll go November, or even like a month before, I think it's still going to hurt them as far as sales go. Like, everybody who's a Call of Duty fan is going to get it regardless. Me, it's going to depend on how the beta goes.
Right.
If I get my hands on the beta and I dig how it works, I'll probably get it again this year, because I've been Call of Duty absent this whole year.
Yeah.
And I haven't really minded, because I had Destiny and, you know, a few other things. I can't wait, even though we haven't said it, because it's like 2 weeks out yet. Arkham Knight is going to hold a lot of my time over. And because I'm a thorough gamer when it comes to games like that, I'd search every nook and cranny for whatever I could find, and I still end up missing a few things, but I'm very meticulous. But anyway, when Call of Duty comes out, everybody who's a fan is going to get it regardless, but if Bethesda releases that Fallout 4 anywhere near it, it might possibly destroy their sales this year, only because you know, we've been Fallout fans before Call of Duty got popular online.
Yeah.
You know, because to my recollection, Fallout 3 came out before Modern Warfare 2. And that's when Call of Duty really got huge on the multiplayer.
Right,
when
right.
Modern Warfare 2 came out. Or actually, maybe it might have even been Modern Warfare 1.
Yeah, I played Call of Duty 2 on 360 right around the 360 was released, and that's when I got into Call of Duty. But Call of Duty 3 actually sucked. I didn't like it, and then I got back into it with Modern Warfare, the first one, or Call of Duty 4, whatever they want to call it. And that was when it took off, was with 4. And I can't remember the year. That throws me off. But I know Fallout had to be – see, Skyrim was 2011 because it came out 11-11-11. So Fallout would have been like 3 years before that, so 2008. So I'm guessing – well, shit. I got some games here. Let's look.
Okay, so I believe it came out 2008 in October.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fallout 3 came out in 2008. I'm trying to see when Modern Warfare or Call of Duty 4 came out, and I want to say Fallout came before that.
Yeah, because at 2008, World at War came out, so Modern Warfare would have came out in 2007.
Yep. Oh no. Yeah.
So Call of Duty would have been out just before?
Yeah, it was actually a whole year. It was 2007. So I stand corrected. Whatever. I made my mistakes.
Hey, but it's all right, though.
Modern Warfare came out before Fallout 3. But I remember playing Fallout 3 before I played Modern Warfare. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think. Dude, my timeline is so screwed up. There's been so many games and so many times I played them.
Yeah.
But anywho, actually, I remember that now. Yeah, Modern Warfare 4 was my first online Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It was like probably 90% of Call of Duty players right now, first online Call of Duty. But I remember when Fallout 3 came out, like no one was playing Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So that was just a huge thing for its time, even the fact that it wasn't co-op and it wasn't online or none of it. It was just a single campaign player game. And it murdered, and it completely topped the charts, and it's still like one of the most fondest remembered games of all time. So I think, you know, back to the original topic at hand, I think if Bethesda released it anywhere near, I'd say within a month to 2 month window, if they released it like September, August, I think it'd still be okay.
But I really want to see both those games release in the same month just to see them go head to head. And I'd be curious to see, like, obviously Call of Duty's got a huge fan base, and Fallout's got a huge fan base. But with Call of Duty being an annualized franchise where those games come out every year, every year, every year, some of those people like us, they've got to be burned out. And it's like Fallout, you know, we see, you know, Fallout and Skyrim, you know, you got your post-apocalyptic game, and then you have your fantasy game. They're on like a 3 to 4 year cycle. You get a Fallout, and like 3 to 4 years later, you get your Elder Scrolls game. So you got quite a bit of time in between those. So you're more anticipating a Fallout game than you are a Call of Duty game.
So yeah, guys like us.
So I'm going to buy Fallout before I buy Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, me too.
More than likely, I'll end up buying both, but Fallout first.
Here's the way I see it. Call of Duty has been out for a really, really long time. And like you said, it's an annually released game. So when it comes to the sales, if they released them within the same month, I still feel like the stats would show that Call of Duty would still outsell Fallout 4, but I guarantee it wouldn't be by much.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And the only reason I say they would sell out more is because if you think about a lot of today's gamers, they're very competitive. There's not like a huge, I don't want to say huge, but there's not as many gamers out there today that would get into a game like Fallout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because all they want to do is beat people's ass online.
Right.
You know, the majority. They'll play sports, they'll play Call of Duty, they'll play whatever they can. So if they see Fallout 4, I would say it's a 70-30 chance that they're going to go with Call of Duty over Fallout. But, like I said, guys like us who, you know, require more substance to be entertained mentally. You know what I mean? Okay, I don't want to insult anybody. But but like a lot of today's gamers, especially the younger guys, they're not going to care about an epic, you know, game like that because Call of Duty came out. They're going to care about, oh, pounded noobs and da-da-da-da-da, you know? They're not going to care about this awesome journey you can take through the wasteland and experiencing things on a personal level because the decisions you make affect the world around you.
You know, yeah, we can have two different stories. You know, you can play it one way. I can play it a completely different way.
Exactly.
You know, you can go to one location and be completely nice to everyone, or I can just go there and kill everybody. And it can, you know, that can affect other people's treating me different in the wasteland and then, you know, different and shit like that.
The other thing I loved about it was the fact that you can go anywhere in any order and it wouldn't screw the story.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember hitting different side quests at different points in time. And I went through every possible path. Like, I did good, neutral, and evil.
Yeah.
And doing those three, I did things differently each time. So, like, I went to, like, the Republic of Dave, like, you know, as quickly as I could on my second playthrough. And then on the last playthrough, you know, that was, like, one of the last places I went to. Right. And it was still exactly the same. Like, nothing changed as far as what I could experience there. I mean, the conversations I carried were different, obviously.
Right.
But it was nice to know that, unlike in Bloodborne, where if you go past a certain spot, you can't go back. Well, it's not like that in Fallout, at least not in Fallout 3, was it? You know, you could always go back. That was the one thing I loved and why it took me so long to completely master that game, was because there was so much to do. And I liked that about it. So I can't wait. Can't say enough good things about Fallout. It's going to be crazy good.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I played a lot of New Vegas, too. I got that Platinum Trophy on that one, and that one had five different ways you could beat it, and that was really fun just going back because you can side with, you know, the different factions, and you know, you could side with Caesar's Legion, or, you know, you can actually side with Mr. House or however you wanted to, and just seeing the way it ends, you know, and war never changes, you know. So
Ron Perlman.
It was good shit, so.
Man, see, that's probably one of my regrets. I never played Fallout New Vegas.
Man, you gotta play it. It's good. It had its glitches on every system, really. I mean, it just unfortunate with the Celeron processor that the PlayStation 3 had that we mentioned before. But it's still a great game, even on PlayStation 3. Mm. So, I mean, I platinumed it on PlayStation 3. So,
nice.
And then I turned around and I 100%ed on 360 too. So. That's how much I love that game. And I almost bought it because it's on Steam right now for $5. And I was like, maybe. I was like, I don't know, man. I really want to get through all the DLC, so we'll see.
Right. Right on, man.
But
yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3, definitely one that I'll just be pissed if they don't say anything about it. Like, if they completely ignore it, I'm going to be like, you know what, Square Enix, I think we're going to have to part ways here.
So, okay, I got another question I want to ask you. Besides Sony's conference, What conference are you looking forward to? Which one do you think is going to win E3 for you? So you got EA, you have Bethesda, Square Enix, Nintendo, and Microsoft. I mean, we have a couple other conferences. And
you know,
Ubisoft's always got one.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for any of those guys to top Fallout 4. It's really going to be hard because the way I see it is Bethesda has such a good track record with their standalone titles. You know what I mean? Like, all
I have a good feeling,
stuff.
Too, they're going to show off Dishonored 2, which I love Dishonored. So if they show off Dishonored 2, like, they're going to... And then they're going to show off Doom.
I feel like such a horrible gamer right now because I didn't play Dishonored and I didn't play New Vegas. And I'm ashamed to admit that, but I haven't.
That's all right, man. You know, that's what backlogs are for. You know you're going to get back to them, so...
I might. I don't know.
There's
Destiny
always,
is very addicting. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, see, I haven't played Destiny. And that's might be why I've got through some of those games.
There you go. But
the
sad
thing is I got Destiny on both systems, and I just haven't got through it. I take it back. I got through the story. I just haven't done any of the PvP grind or anything like that. So.
Right. Yeah, the expanded story through the DLC is actually pretty interesting.
Is it?
Like, right now in the House of Wolves... the main story arc is that the Fallen is trying to make themselves like the superior race out of everybody by stealing Vex technology. So, like, one of the final missions that you do, you actually go to Venus, and the Fallen have actually managed to steal some of the Vex technology so they can teleport and...
Oh, geez.
You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, you end up capturing your boss, and you send him to the Prison of Elders, and the Queen, you know, rewards you and blah, 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 blah. But it's actually really an interesting thing that they actually mixed the abilities of the different aliens, you know. So I thought that was kind of cool, because it's like, that's actually going way outside of the original thought process that they were going to do, you know. But the sad thing is that the only way to experience the new stuff is by getting, you know, the DLC or whatever, which means you're going to have to pony up more for it, which there's a lot of people out there who already feel like they paid enough for it. So
Right.
You know, and they probably feel the same way that I did when it came to Grand Theft Auto 5 being re-released on the PS4. It's like, I didn't want to pay another $60 just to do something that I've already done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Even if I get it in first person.
That wasn't even a big enough draw
for me. Yeah, right.
So I could bang a hooker in first person view. Ooh.
I don't like driving in first person. I got it through Gamefly on Xbox One right now, and I'm playing through it. And driving the car in first person view, I just don't like
horrible.
It. Yeah, I can't drive in GTA anyways, but
I'm actually pretty decent at driving in GTA, just not in the first person view.
Yeah.
Because you can switch to that in the default game.
Oh, can you?
Switch to first person view driving.
Oh, gotcha.
You can't first person view anything else, just driving. Driving, flying, whatever. And I was never good at it, so I always had to drive in the third person. But even now, I'm actually pretty decent. But yeah, no, that wasn't enough draw for me to get it, to spend another $60 on GTA. But yeah, I don't know. I think Bethesda, for sure, unless like I said, if Square Enix pulls that magic rabbit out of their freaking hat that they should, I don't think anybody else... I mean, Kingdom Hearts 3, for me on a personal level, would be enough to make, you know, Bethesda and Square Enix tie.
Yeah.
But
there's just so many games I'm looking forward to. It's just like...
I am.
But Bethesda's got a lot of the games I'm looking forward to. EA's got a couple with Mass Effect, Star Wars Battlefront.
Battlefront's another one I am looking forward to. If they announced another Dead Space, I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
So, love Dead Space. Love Dead Space. I like the fact, even though I don't play it, I like the fact that they have little Easter eggs from Dead Space in their Battlefield hotline.
Oh, DLC. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was watching the trailer for the newest DLC, and there was an Isaac Clarke helmet in one of the places that you rob as one of the characters or whatever. So it's pretty cool. But I mean, what are they going to do as far as Ubisoft? Another Assassin's Creed that no one's going to care about? You know what I mean?
The only thing I could really see that I would like Ubisoft to do is another South Park, but I'm pretty sure those, I can't think of their names right now. Trevor, the guys from South Park.
Parker and Matt Stone.
Yeah, those guys. They said that they're not interested in doing another game, so I don't see that happening. So,
you know what they could do, but I don't know if anyone would care, because with the new technology that we have on the new gen systems and everything else, they could potentially make a good reboot for Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
I would not mind seeing the time mechanics on the new gen systems. Like, just imagine using the sands to rewind time when you fuck up or whatever with, like, the power that we have. Like, it would look gorgeous.
Right.
You know, the effects just could be amazing.
Yeah, so. And Ubisoft did Watch Dogs too, right?
Yes.
They might have a...
Watch Dogs 2?
Yeah, they could have a sequel for that. I don't know if it's too soon for that, or
it's never too soon for a good sequel.
Yeah,
never. Yeah.
And then I never got to mention some of the Square Enix games I was looking forward to. Like Deus Ex was one of the series that I liked. I know you're not too into that series, so
I mean, I just on my personal experience with the last one wasn't a good one because of the way I played it. Like, it just, I didn't like it. But I don't know. I mean, if I could borrow it, I'd play it. You know,
yeah.
If like either you or, you know, my buddy Mylan. One of you guys, I'm sure you guys are both to get it. I'll probably borrow it off of one of you, because I borrowed it off of Mylan in the first place.
Right.
So,
I really like to see them reboot some of their old IPs, though. Like Parasite Eve or something like that would be a good one.
Parasite Eve would be awesome.
So, yeah. I would like to see that redone. Especially Final Fantasy VII. I mean, we talked about that at the beginning of the show, but
you know, I would actually be happy with the Final Fantasy IX remake because that was another one that didn't get like in my. I don't think it got a whole lot of love, but it was a great game. Yeah. Like, it was really good in my opinion, and I think a remake for that would be awesome because it's like you got elements of like medieval theme mixed with like pirate theme, and you know, then it's Final Fantasy, so you got your summons and everything else, and it was actually really cool. Plus, the main character had a monkey tail. So it's just like, that's just awesome to me. Right, I don't know why. I think characters with monkey tails are awesome. And just look at Goku.
Hell yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to look forward to. And that starts, what, this Sunday? So I think Bethesda kicks it off.
I know you said you haven't been on your PS4 in a while. They have an app for watching all the E3 stuff live.
Yeah, yep.
So I went ahead and I downloaded that. And I'll probably be spending my Sunday after I put this swing set for my kids together and get it moved into the other yard. I'll probably be spending the rest of my Sunday watching that. Might have a, you know, E3 Super Bowl party.
I got to finish. I still got some uprights from the pool left to dig up. And then I got a 2-foot hole by 24-foot diameter to fill.
You poor bastard.
So, my house almost flooded too, dude. I was so shitty.
I do not envy you the headache you are having.
But yeah. So yeah, that's all I got, man. Anything you want to add? I know we didn't cover any news. I mean, there's a lot of E3 stuff we talked about, so I'm sure we'll have a crap ton of news after this week.
Yeah, no, guys. We really didn't have anything too hearty to fill with this episode. Just, you know, it's kind of our post E3 show or pre E3 show, and we will definitely have more to talk about when the shoe drops. But I didn't have nothing, dude. I didn't hear anything dramatic happening in the gaming world, but that just could be because I wasn't paying attention, to be honest. Work's been killing me.
Yeah, well, you understand that, you know, working full time and gaming part time, it's kind of hard to actually get into the media part of it as well.
Faux show. Yeah, I didn't have anything.
Yeah, I had to say it. Oh, there's one last thing I wanted to mention, Uncharted collection they're coming out with on PS4.
Yep.
I'm really excited for it. The one thing I don't like is they're not doing the multiplayer for Uncharted 2 or 3. They're not putting the multiplayer in it.
See, I wondered about that. I sat there and I was wondering, I was like, okay, they mentioned all of the storyline and everything else. But then again, they did say that you get beta access to Uncharted 4.
Four, yeah. I think they're smart. I mean, I think they're learning from Master Chief's collection's faults, because obviously they had such hard problem with trying to get the matchmaking to work with old gen code on new gen code, if that makes any sense, or new gen hardware. So they had so many issues with that. So I'm thinking that's probably why they just don't want the headache. You know, the only thing that can really do is hurt them. You know, if they put the multiplayer in there and something doesn't work, that's just going to hurt sales for the new game. So just don't hassle with it. You know, just give the code for the beta, so there, if you're itching for multiplayer, you have the beta access for the new multiplayer, which I see that makes sense. Smart move for them. I can see for older PlayStation players who actually played it and enjoyed those, where they're kind of disappointed in it, but...
Yeah, and I think it's going to be one of those things where people are just going to play the shit out of that beta anyway. You know what I mean? Just because you're going to get a glimpse at Nate and the gang, you know, during multiplayer, and just see what kind of groundwork they got laid out for the new stuff. So I think regardless, the campaigns for the games are amazing.
Yeah. If you're new to PlayStation, if PlayStation 4 is your first console, this is a must-play game. You have to buy this collection and play this game. Play the series. It's amazing.
You can't be the price. It's all three games for the price of one.
And now... I know I'm slacking because I still have to play 3. I own it. I just haven't played it. I beat 1 and 2, and those two games were great. I haven't even opened up 3 yet. It's just, like Dave said, you know, we pick and choose our games to play, and I don't know why I haven't played 3 yet, but I'll get that done before 4 comes out, since it got pushed back to 2016.
Well, yeah, and you got to, man, because it's kind of essential. Now, as I have said before in the past, the boss, the final fight for Uncharted 3 was kind of lackluster and almost disappointing. But that shouldn't deter you from playing the game at all, because you need to, I mean, you just need to, man. Like, if you like, okay, I'll put it to you this way.
I like the story. It's like an interactive movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, if you've ever liked any of the old school Indiana Jones or like National Treasure, it's like both of those movies into a game, with the main protagonist being like this smart ass, wisecracking ladies man.
Yeah.
You know? And he's just like almost like an everyman. There's like nothing superhuman about him other than his will to go on. Yeah. You know, like he does a lot of, I don't even want to say it's parkouring really, because he's not a parkourist, because he doesn't do anything very spectacular with his movements, but he does a shitload of climbing. Yeah. You know, he does a lot of like mountain climbing type scaling on walls, and there's a lot of just jumping from place to place, a lot of platforming in ways that the normal person will probably die from. But there's like, and the way that he does it, it's very like an everyman kind of character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you almost feel like he couldn't go through some of this stuff just because he's just like a regular dude, you know, except for the fact that he's, you know, physically fit or whatever. He's not, there's nothing like fantastic about him. So that's one of the reasons why I like Drake. Nolan North, the voice actor, he's an amazing voice actor. If you've ever played any game within the last 20 years, he's probably in it.
Yeah.
He did the voice of Deadpool in the Deadpool game. So if you want more. Oh, and for all the Call of Duty players, he was the voice of Dr. Richtofen in the zombie maps, the original zombies. Well, even in the last one, too. But yeah, Dr. Richtofen, he was the voice of that, too. So, yeah, he's been everywhere, but Drake overall is one of my favorite Sony characters of all time. And, yeah, go check that stuff out in October. October is when it drops. I'm going to get it. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Uh-oh. But anyways, I don't know why I said uh-oh for. I'll tell you after we stop recording.
All right.
All right. But anyways, that's all I got, Dave. You already wrapped this shit up. Wrap that shit up, B.
Double wrap it.
All right, double tap it, wrap it.
Double tap, wrap.
Well, I've had a lot of fun, Dave. You've had a lot of fun?
I always have fun, man.
Actually, I like these episodes best when we don't have anything like prepared. We just kind of chit-chat and go off the whim. Those are kind of my favorites. Like last episode, man, I always re-listen to the episode. After I post it, I download it just so we have an extra download and listen. So, no, I just want to re-listen to it and make sure it sounds good and all that good stuff. So, but no, I actually enjoyed re-listening to our episode last week. So,
yeah, I personally didn't listen to it because I feel like I sounded like an idiot. I was so tired.
Yeah, yeah, I could tell you were tired. Because I see, you know, when we record, I see what your actions and stuff. I can hear it a little bit, but I don't know if it's because I could see it, but it's still fun to listen to, man.
I just feel like such a jackass because like I didn't want to let anybody down, I didn't want to not record either. So I was just like, "Fuck it, I'm tired. I'm just gonna try to like not pass out during the
middle." And then unfortunately, I can't switch to second shift until like middle of August. So our schedules are gonna conflict all the way up until August. So So I mean, we've only got a few months left of trying to figure out each week when we can record, and some weeks we probably won't be able to record. So.
No, and if this says anything, I know that there's only, you know, a decent chunk of you guys who listen to us, but I will sleep deprive myself just to put on a show for everybody.
Right on.
I don't care. I'll do it. Like right now, it's 2 a.m. for me. Well, for Tony, too. We both live in Fort Wayne. It's 2 a.m. I still have stuff to do online because there's a Destiny, there's a thing that shows up every weekend called the Trials of Osiris, part of the new DLC. And I promised my brother I'd do it. So it's 1 a.m. where he's at. I don't know how much time he got. But I was like, you know what? We got to record because we have it in almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get on with Tony and do this for you guys, give you something to, you know, whatever, laugh at or listen to, whatever. But I love doing this, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
I love getting together with Tony and just rambling on and do whatever we can. And if we come out with anything informative or something that you guys may not have known about, then, hey, bully for us, because we like being able to provide you guys with things that you may not know about, especially in our theme episodes. I love our theme or suggestion episodes because it gives us a chance to open you guys up to things that you may not have known about that might pique your interest for a particular type of game that's going to be coming out, if you're that kind of person.
Yep, yep.
So, but yeah, thanks to you guys, you know, for, I know we don't really, I don't really get a chance to stop and say it, but thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it, and I know Tony appreciates it.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
And I know he really digs it when you guys, you know, holler at him at work and say, hey, good job, what's up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's cool to hear that he actually gets some interaction. Me, I get nothing except for Tony. Tony tells me, and I'm just like, oh, must be nice.
So yeah, join our Facebook group, The Real Double Tap, facebook.com/TheRealDoubleTap.
Yeah, and you can message us whatever. I mean, I can't speak for Tony, even though I will.
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Ask us anything you want. You know, yeah. I'll answer any kind of question. If you want to hit us up online, especially me, I'm on more probably than Tony might be.
I haven't been. I've been on Steam a lot. Actually, I started a Steam group page, and I've got a couple members on there now, actually, so that's kind of cool with Steam group. I don't know if you're probably not familiar because you don't get on Steam on PC, but it's kind of neat because you can promote other pages. So, like, I have our podcast page promoted on there, our Facebook page promoted on there, and you can do announcements, you can do gameplays and all that stuff, and your community can play together. They can talk together and try to get game time together, kind of like what we want to do on our Facebook page, but with PC games. So it's kind of cool.
But yeah, if you ever want to hit me or Tony up, my PSN.
That's Train. Yeah, I live right. No, that's mine. I live right by train track, so you guys hear a train horn going. You're welcome.
That's super loud.
Yeah. It shakes the house, dude. It's awesome, especially when you're trying to sleep.
A couple episodes ago, they got to hear a frog and a dog, and now they get to hear a train.
Yep. It's the Quad City DJs.
Hit me up on PlayStation Network under Goku Orta 5. It's with a capital G and a capital O, Goku Orta 5. It's with a T, not a D. Some people spell my name with a D. I think it's because of the way I say my name, Orta. But it's Orta.
Orta.
Pronounce it correctly. Yeah, Goku Orta 5. And I will accept your invite or invitation or friend request or whatever the hell you want to call it. And depending on, you know, what's going on that particular day, I'll help you out, especially if it's Destiny. So I'm helping a lot of people out in Destiny right now, reluctantly, because I'm that kind of person that would give up what I'm trying to do to help somebody else out. Not trying to, you know, toot my own horn, but I'm just being factual right now. So if you need help, if you're a Destiny player, holla.
Holla. I'm about to start Destiny, man. You're going to help me grind it. I'm on level 1. You're going to help me get up to level whatever.
Dude, it's – and I guarantee I can show you, like, I can get you to
level – on PlayStation. I should clarify. Yeah, I've finished on Xbox, of course.
I can get you to level 34 in probably just a few short hours.
Oh, right on. Well, maybe I'll skip work tonight. We'll just hop on that Trials of Osiris. I'll hop in there at level 0 if it'll let me.
You know what? The thing about Trials is it takes your current power level and it actually adds the stats from your level into the game, whereas like the normal PvP, it doesn't do that. Like, it caps you off at a certain point, like your armor, weapons, and all that. But in the Trials, everything goes. Like, if you're a 34 and you're shooting at a 32, that 32 is going to drop within seconds. So, you know, and on the flip side, if you're a 32 shooting at a 34, you're not going to win that firefight.
Oh, right on.
So you probably wouldn't want to go into the trial.
Pick me up, bro.
I don't even know if you could.
Yeah, I doubt they'd let that fly.
So, but yeah, no, it's kind of fun. That's what I'm getting ready to get into, hopefully, if my brother's still awake.
All right, man, let's not leave him hanging.
But I don't care because you guys are awesome, and thanks again for listening.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate you very, very much.
We just got one last word, some last words of wisdom for you.
For sure. If I'm sorry, I just saw like the most disturbing picture of Deadpool and Deathstroke. So I'm sorry.
No, but you're
anyway,
good.
Yeah, final words of wisdom. If you guys ever find yourself coming across that horde of zombies,
or that final boss,
always make sure
double tap. Have a good night, guys. Our day, whatever it is. Thanks again.